really how it all started for me. And it's the story of redemption.
Life is more than random events that happen to us from one day to the next. We're caught up in a story, one that God has been writing from the beginning of time. Stories of darkness and light, brokenness and redemption. They show us who He is and how much He loves us. They're the stories of our lives, and if we let Him, He'll use them for His glory.
I am an addict. I have dealt with infidelity, addiction, alcoholism, drug use. I think the crazy thing is most people look at me and have no idea. I left my wife and my children living away from them. And just really doing all the things I wanted to do, all the things that I felt pleasure in, just fulfilling my flesh, fulfilling my wants, my needs. Everything that I did was, it was me, it was what I wanted. And it was just spiraling. I mean, it started off as just a casual pill here and there, and next thing I know, I don't know how I got here. It's not just me I was hurting, it's others I was hurting. And the biggest hurt is that I know I was breaking God's heart. I was sitting on my couch one night, and my wife had presented me with a letter filing for divorce, telling me that she could not go down the path that I was going, and that I was leading a path that she could not follow, and that my kids were gonna be gone, everything that I had loved and cherished was gonna be gone, and I was doing all this just to numb out all the outside world. You know, I used to think drugs and alcohol were the problem, and I realized it's just a symptom of the problem. It was a heart issue. It was a problem with me. I was using these things to numb my mind, my heart, my body, so that I wouldn't feel the pain of the world. Of course, that night I drank heavily. Took some pills, and I kept feeling this tugging, the come back. And I was sitting on the couch one night, and I literally got up, dumped out the pills, dumped out all the alcohol in my house, got down, prayed. But I was really praying and apologizing for how much pain I'd caused and how much I'd hurt Christ in my life, being my Lord and Savior and not allowing Him to rule my life. That's what I wanted. I knew I could already feel peace. I could already feel things coming back in that moment. I could already feel a difference in that exact moment, that quickly, of a strength and a peace that I didn't have before. When I say from death to life, I mean I was on a path of death, and now I'm alive. I was on a path of no peace. Now I have peace, I have mercy, I have grace. And they're not powers I have, they're powers that I have through the Holy Spirit in me. It's completely changed everything about me and my view. I don't know how else to say it. Other than I'm alive today. It's amazing, completely amazing.